Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Panzone says he's responsible for problems with how his office investigated alleged physical abuse of undocumented immigrant children by staff at a shelter run by Southwest Key Programs. From KJZZ's front terrace desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports that prosecutors are currently weighing whether to file criminal charges against the workers.
In October, Southwest Key Programs suddenly revealed that its Youngtown shelter had been shut down. A few days later, federal officials said it was due to allegations that staff physically abused kids. Heavily blurred videos recently released by the Arizona Department of Health Services appear to show Southwest Key workers pushing a child and dragging another. At a news conference Monday, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Panzone gave a breakdown of his agency's investigation into what happened at the now permanently closed facility.
And what I'd like to do first is to talk about the timeline of the occurrences.
Retracing the probe into exactly what happened at the Southwest Key shelter, Panzone says deputies' original reports were written as if the investigation was closed.
And they should not have been closed.
So when a supervisor did a normal review of cases, Panzone says they reassigned the Southwest Key probe to detectives for more investigation. Working with federal authorities, sheriff's investigators interviewed the alleged victims, alleged suspects, and witnesses.
I know this is very sterile, and bear with me.
Then in early December, Panzone says the detectives and supervisors sat down to review everything they'd gathered, and they decided to close the case because there wasn't enough evidence to submit it to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office for possible prosecution.
I'm not here to debate that, to tell you that if in fact there was enough evidence.
But Panzone does see areas of concern. One is with communication, street-level deputies with supervisors, and middle management with the command staff.
It is no secret that this office has failed children in the past. It is no secret that I have committed to putting children as the number one priority. This does not meet my commitment. That falls on me.
The original decision by the sheriff's office to not submit a case to the county attorney brought back ugly memories of other shoddy investigations into abused children, says activist Esther Duran Lum.
Because that reminds me of what Sheriff Arpaio did a long time ago with the abuse that was going on in El Mirage.
Lum is the research chair for the Uncage and Reunite Families Coalition, which has demanded more transparency and accountability at Southwest Key facilities. The videos of what happened in Youngtown horrified her.
It's the responsibility of the Sheriff's Department to immediately act and take action when there's even a hint of children being abused.
Panzone decided late last month to turn the Southwest Key investigation over to prosecutors. The county attorney aims to decide within 30 days whether to charge someone with a crime. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
There's more coverage of this story on our website at kjzz.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.